All right, it's a pleasure to go to the Caradio Newsline and visit with the director of Colorado Lottery, Tom Seavers, joining us right now on Caradio's Afternoon News. And Mr. Seaver, thanks for joining us. We appreciate your time very much.
Thank you for having me.
It's a very special month that we're talking about what Colorado Lottery does for conservation, and it is Conservation Month this month. What kind of activities will we be looking forward to as we celebrate this month?
Well, throughout the month, we've been involved in a lot of different types of activities all over the state. Mostly, it's been volunteer-type things where we have a project and we have volunteers that come and help. For example, in Pueblo on the 8th, we had a special cleanup project. It's been the fourth year in a row that we've done it, called Run Into the Res, and volunteers come and help pick up trash and things all along the Arkansas River, and it really helps to let the community know that the lottery is really happy to be proud to be part of the community and that our proceeds go to help the outdoors.
It's interesting because when the Colorado Lottery speaks, people listen. And I mean, an organization like this getting behind an effort like this really makes a difference, doesn't it?
Well, we really hope so, because the place where we live, Colorado, is so special. And there's so many beautiful parts of it all over the state. So we really try to get the message out that lottery dollars do a lot of good for a variety of different type of projects and in all over the state. So that's the whole idea of Conservation Month, is to try to get the word out about where the money goes and just how happy we are to be able to support the outdoors in Colorado.
When people play the lottery, it's amazing that some people, especially if they're new to the state, don't understand where lottery proceeds go. Like, a lot of times they may not win the jackpot, but when they're playing, they're actually winning in different ways like this, right?
Absolutely. Colorado is the only lottery in the world whose proceeds benefit the outdoors. And that's pretty special, because Colorado's outdoors are such a big part of our lifestyle that when you play the lottery, even if you don't win a prize, like you said, you are contributing to the most important thing about many of our lives, which is our lifestyle and our outdoor world. So we're just so happy that, you know, even if you don't win the big jackpot, you can still feel like a winner every time you go into one of the lottery-funded projects all over the state.
And I love the fact that you know, if you don't play, you can't win, right? So, I mean, if you're gonna play, right, you know, if you want to win, you actually have to play. In terms of dollars, how can you put a monetary amount on when this program started for Conservation Month, and over the years, how much has been given back for this effort?
Well, it's a huge number, and I think most people are shocked when they find out that the lottery has given back over $3.9 billion. To the outdoors since our inception in 1983. Lottery Conservation Month is a little bit more recent, but it's all about letting people know, making sure they're aware of where their money goes when they play the lottery. Just this last year alone, we transferred over $180 million in 1 year to parks, recreation, outdoor, open space, and wildlife. So that was a record year for us, and we're just so grateful to our players and our retailers make that happen.
Again, Tom Seavers joining us right now he's the director of Colorado Lottery. Now, I've always wanted to ask this question, because if people play Powerball or Mega Millions or Lucky for Life or Cash 5 or Pick 3, any of those, along with Colorado Plus, if you play Powerball, does a portion of that money stay in Colorado?
Absolutely. The portion of money that stays in the state is pretty similar across the different games. The games that are drawn through our online computer system, we call them jackpot games. Those games tend to have a higher contribution to our overall profitability. So even if you see the winner for Powerball or Mega Millions being in a different state, Colorado still gets our share of the proceeds. And we still have lots of winners at the lower levels. And that's the kind of the important thing, is that if you buy that Powerball ticket or that Mega Millions ticket and you don't win the jackpot, make sure you still check your ticket, because there's lots of good secondary prizes that are part of that game. So short answer, yes, the money stays in Colorado just as it does with the other games. But it's also important to make sure you check your ticket so you don't miss out on a prize.
Even though we've never really had a Powerball jackpot winner or a Mega Millions jackpot winner, I want to get your comment on a winner in Florida where the hurricane just went through and they won the Mega Millions over the weekend. That was pretty remarkable.
That is remarkable. You know, our our thoughts are certainly with all the people who suffered through the hurricane this year, and every year there's a natural disaster that seems to attack some part of the country. But just to correct you briefly, we've had 3 Powerball jackpot winners. We've never had a Mega Millions jackpot winner, but we've actually had 3 people in Colorado who have won the Powerball jackpot. So that's actually really good news. I mean, we're a small state population-wise, so you know the chances of someone in Florida winning are much better just because there are so many more people there. I think most of us would trade having fewer people, but we're very grateful for the winners that we have.
And then once I win Powerball, do I have to give my identity? I mean, we have some states, like in Chicago, you don't have to give the identity, but once I win, I have to say Dan Koschelle won Powerball, right?
Well, we're going to collect all that information from you, but if you want to maintain, you know, what we usually say is a first name and a last initial when we're doing press releases about winners. So we try to, it's a fine line because it's very important that people know that someone has won, right? So that winner awareness, that's really important, but we also want to try to make sure that, you know, any of our winners don't get overwhelmed in the process as well. So it can be quite a life-changing experience for some folks when they win these major prizes. So we just try to help them make that experience as much joy and as little stress as possible.
Excellent. Tom, I know you're very busy. We appreciate you taking some time out. The Powerball jackpot's up to $480 million. I'll be playing, and many, many others will be playing. And it's nice to know some of that money will be going to help conservation efforts in the state of Colorado. Thanks for the time again. We really appreciate it. Don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you on much more.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity, and best of luck with your tickets.
Yep. Thank you very much.